Today is Friday, August 21, 2020. This is the weekly recap from Market Desk Research. Title: Colleges Go Remote While Growth and Momentum Reclaim Top Spot. Section 1. Key Market Themes This Week. Market sentiment remains frothy. A Bank of America Global Fund Manager survey showed investors are the most bullish since February 2020, with 46% of investors saying it's a bull market. The S&P 500 has rebounded 51% from its March lows and reached all-time intraday high on Wednesday this week. Tech is a big reason for the S&P 500's return, with Apple's market cap surpassing $2 trillion in intraday trading on Wednesday. Market catalysts continue to be much the same: central bank stimulus and liquidity, fiscal stimulus, vaccine optimism, and improving economic data. It remains difficult to fight the Federal Reserve's policy. Minutes released this week from the Fed's July 2020 meeting provided little detail on upcoming policy. The Fed again highlighted the risk of an economic downturn, which has significant dovish implications. We continue to expect credit spreads to tighten and maintain our high yield overweight. There are risks to the continued strong performance. Multiple colleges move to remote learning less than a month into the fall semester. It's more folk wisdom than fact, but bullish surveys are often cited as a contrarian indicator. U.S. politics are a mess, with Congress unable to agree on a fifth stimulus package and unemployment benefits in limbo. The 2020 presidential election occurs in 74 days, and both political bases are digging in their heels. We believe the current debate over the U.S. postal system is an indicator of how bad things could become. Internationally, U.S.-China tensions continue to deteriorate at a fast pace. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced additional curbs on Huawei and continues to push for the sale of TikTok's U.S. operations. The U.S. State Department sent out a letter asking U.S. colleges and universities to divest Chinese holdings ahead of potentially more enhanced listing standards. For all of the pressure the Trump administration is putting on China, we believe China is hesitant to respond in kind. China's economy is increasingly reliant on U.S. firms' technological advances. Section 2. MDR Strategic Ratings and Focus. U.S. housing market data indicates the housing recovery remains strong. August 2020 NAHB homebuilder sentiment jumped 6 points to 78, which is the highest level in the index's 35-year monthly history. July 2020 housing starts came in at 1.495 million versus the consensus estimate of 1.24 million. June 2020 building permits came in at 1.495 million versus the consensus estimate of 1.32 million. The U.S. housing market appears to be red hot right now. We previously highlighted a tactical COVID-19 housing recovery position in the May 29, 2020 Friday Strategist. We continue to believe the position is attractive. Berkshire Hathaway's latest 13F shows Warren Buffett reduced his U.S. financials position. Buffett sold shares in J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs. The KBW Nasdaq Bank Index is down minus 33% year-to-date, while the S&P 500 is up plus 5.8%. We continue to believe the sector is difficult to own in the current macro environment of low interest rates and uncertainty around loan losses. We downgraded financials from neutral to underweight at the start of July 2020. Growth and momentum reclaimed their top spot among investment factors after struggling last week. We remain overweight both growth and momentum, especially given the downside risk this fall as college campuses open for classes. Section 3. Quick Takes This Week. The euro is on a strong run against USD after strengthening plus 9% over the last 3 months. Europe has not experienced as strong of a COVID-19 resurgence as the US. The recently approved bloc-wide stimulus package signals improving regional relations. However, there are signs the euro's strength could be fading. European countries are seeing a tick up in COVID-19 case counts. In addition, the euro's trailing month-over-month return is plus 2 standard deviation, which indicates the euro's recent move should be viewed as an outlier. Thanks for listening to this week's recap, and see today's email. Have a great day.